Welcome to Status Check with Spivey, where we talk about life, law school admissions, a little bit of everything. This is going to be a very brief holiday message based on 23 years of seeing a pattern. That pattern is actually going to be even more profound this year. It's December 22nd. Seems like a good time to deliver some good news. Bear with me. It's not going to maybe sound good at first, but there's a point to this. So per yesterday, per LSAC, 47% of applications had been submitted at this point last year. Why last year instead of this year? Well, I mean, you've already probably figured it out. We don't know how many applications as a percentage have been submitted this year on this date until the end of this cycle. But these things track pretty closely. I'm guessing if 47% were submitted this time last year, it's probably around 45% of applications have been submitted this year. This cycle was a little less front-loaded than last cycle, hence the 45%. So point being this, there's still a lot of applications, more than 50%, to be submitted. And of the 45, we'll say, percent that have been submitted, my best guess, I could be wrong, and I'll be the first to admit it, I've been right before and wrong before. My best guess is we've heard decisions on about 10% of that 45%. Usually you don't get many denies early on, but more so than in most cycles, what we're seeing, and this is not just for me, I just had a Zoom call with my entire team, which is over 220 years admissions experience. What we're seeing is a lot more people either ED held, ED put into the regular pool, or more of these hold type emails, i.e., hey, we're going to get back to you later in the cycle, January, February, March. So here comes the good news. This is my happy holiday news. Probably of the amount of admits that are going to go out, we are talking about 5% have been made and 95% are going to be made. If law schools have received 45% of applications, most haven't been read yet. The vast majority haven't been read yet. So you're already sucking out a huge percentage of that, no message from a school category. And then there's more deferred or held or whatever you want to call it. Schools call it different names going on. So a tiny sliver of people have been admitted. It's the holidays. You're home. Maybe things are awesome at the house and you're watching Die Hard, or maybe it's a little stressful. Tell your parents you love them. Tell your siblings, if you have them, how much you care about them. It is the holidays. But you're also probably more on message boards and you're seeing these sporadic. They don't seem sporadic to you. But again, I've had the luxury of being on message boards for, what, 15 years. Sporadic, A at this school, A at that school. But these are the extreme outliers. You are not an outlier. You're in the majority if you haven't heard yet, or if you've only heard from one school. There are waves of admissions coming. They have to come because schools have to fill classes and they haven't been doing much admitting yet. And class sizes are by and large going to increase this year, which means more admits. In a cycle that's going to be a little bit down, 1% to 5% down probably. So more admits coming in a down cycle. I talked to deans of admissions and deans of law schools. This is not the happiest news for them. But for you as an applicant in this cycle, this is so much better of a situation than the last two cycles. It's never the pace that people want it to be. I totally get that. But it's not a race for the vast majority of people listening to this. Almost everyone, you're going to go to law school. Whether you get admitted in November or January or February or March, I have a story in one of my podcasts, I won't repeat it, about a client of mine who applied to Harvard in June and got admitted in July. Because most schools also extend their deadlines, particularly if they haven't filled their class. I don't want to fine point that too much in deadline extensions. We'll do another podcast on that. What I do want to fine point and end on this message, and maybe our wonderful COO, Anna Hicks Hocko, can put in a little holiday jingle here. There's reason to believe that for almost everyone listening to this, you're not 5 for 7 yet. 0 for 0, because you haven't heard from a school. And there's so many admits coming that maybe by the next time you hear my voice on a podcast, certainly January, February, March, that 5% of admits is going to jack way up to like 50, 55%. And then there's going to be tons of waitlist admitting going on. There's a blog you can find that I wrote about the math of the waitlist. It's kind of fascinating. that elite schools still have to sometimes fill 30, 40, 50% of their class off their wait list because the average applicant is applying to 8 schools. So they're saying no to 7 schools. It doesn't matter if you're an elite school. If you're the 10th ranked school, you're applying to 7, 8 schools. You're applying to 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 15, 10. And that doesn't mean if you get admitted to the 10th ranked school, you're going there. Even at the elite schools, there's a lot more waitlist movement than people realize. And this year, there's going to be more than the last 2 years. Optimism abounds for 2023. So it's December 22nd, but Happy New Year. And admits are coming in 2023. I know this for a fact. At the macro level, admits are coming in waves in 2023. Happy New Year. This was Mike Spivey of the Spivey Consulting Group.